typically these are crashes. They're insanely predictable. We can tell you where they're going to happen. You know where they're going to happen. If they're predictable, that means we can solve the problem.
Theo Petrisch of Lutz says he's willing to work for free to help the county reduce the amount of collisions that involve bicyclists. Since late July, at least 6 bicyclists have died as a result of riding on Tampa Bay area roads.
And it takes enforcement, it takes education, but it takes engineering. If you want to know where to spend your money to get the most bang for the buck, then you look at the specific crash locations like Miami did. You go out with the crash reports on the street, and you'll find out that it isn't just recreational cyclists that are out there.
Petrisch says a third of Florida's population is unable to drive, be it due to age, income, or mental capacity.
This is not alternative transportation, folks. This is transportation for people to get to work. My son rides his bike to work so that he can pay for gas to get to school. There are people out there, this is their only way to get around.
Alan Snell is head of the Southwest Florida Bicycle United Dealers, or SWFTBUD. During a public comment session earlier, he solemnly pleads to the board to do more to help area bicyclists stay safe out on the roads.
Bike lanes, share roads, share the road signs, off-road paved trails. We have not done enough as a community, plain and simple. And we have a community that simply has allowed cars to dominate the roadways when, in fact, bicyclists have just as right to the same roadway. I'm not here to talk about suggestions. I'm talking about here to make a new start.
It was Commissioner Mark Sharp who put the item on today's agenda. He says there's a lot that can be done to make the roads safer.
There's a lot of passion, a lot of expertise, and it looks like we have we'll have a lot of weapons at our disposal to make this program work.
Commissioner Kevin Beckner says he wants to make sure the resources the county and others put into spreading awareness go into more than just a sunny PR campaign.
Because I want to make sure that the time and the dollars that we're going to invest in this isn't just about a cheery campaign, you know, that we're handing out helmets, that we're putting together nice public service commercials.